Welcome to the Head Trash Show. My name is Alexia Leachman and I'm the founder of Head Trash, home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence and contentment in your life. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how to create some headspace by helping you to unpick what's blocking you and sharing some tips and how-tos for clearing it. Tune in every week as I share simple strategies to help you to achieve confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to headtrash.com to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show. Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. You're listening to me, your host, Alexia Leachman. Now, today I want to talk about calming the mind. And I really want to sort of share a little bit of the journey that I've been through in how I've managed to really calm down the racket that was going on in my head, where I'm now in a much more peaceful, calm place. And sure, I still have stuff that I have to wrestle with, but the significant reduction in that mental noise has just been really, really noticeable. So I want to sort of, if you happen to be somebody that really struggles getting to sleep at night, that really sort of has loads of sort of arguments with yourself or debates with yourself, or you replay conversations, earlier conversations from the day that you think, oh, I wish I'd said something else, and you just can't help replaying that to yourself. Certainly this is the kind of stuff that I used to do all the time. So if that sort of sounds familiar to you, then, you know, now I can sort of fairly honestly say that the majority of time this is not stuff that affects me anymore. And so I really have managed to calm down the noise that was going on in my mind. And so I want to sort of share with you how I've done that and to give you a little bit of hope that, yes, it is possible to do all that, because when we have all that noise going on in our head, we can feel really anxious, we can feel really low, we worry about anything. I mean, anything. I used to worry about anything, you know, and now I realise that worrying doesn't feature in my life in the same way. It really sort of, now I worry about things that are reasonably significant rather than things that, now looking back, I think, what on earth was I worrying about? So yeah, that's the kind of journey that I've been on, and I'm still on that journey. I'm still wrestling with a load of crap, so I'm not at the end of it by any means. But certainly, if you're a little bit behind me on that journey, then there is hope, and this is how to do it. So what I did is, when I, you know, the technique that we share with you in the free download that you can get from the homepage, which is the 5 steps to clearing head trash, literally this is what you need. And so what I used to do is try and really be aware of what it is that's going on in your head. So when you are chuntering to yourself and chatting to yourself and replaying a conversation to yourself, whatever it is, then what is it that you're saying to yourself? You know, maybe if the kids have left a mess everywhere, I can't bear it when they leave a mess. Right, so I can't bear it when they leave a mess. Take that phrase and insert it into our head trash clearance mantras. You know, if you're at work and somebody's just spoken over you and you don't feel like you're being listened to, and you're like, God, I just can't bear it when I'm not being listened to. Right, I can't bear it when I'm not being listened to. Insert that into the mantras and do it. And literally, so just start trying to catch those thoughts that are happening in your mind and sort of zap them with our mantras. And you know, when I say zap them, I mean create neutrality. And I also mean that, you know, use the 5 steps fully and correctly. So when you've done a clearance on something, always make sure that you work on the opposite as well. If you're not sure what I'm on about, then please do download the 5 steps to clearing head trash that's on our homepage at headtrash.co.uk. So, but really, that's, you know, start trying to be aware of those thoughts as they spill out. You know, even before you say them, they might just be running around in your mind. You know, when you're lying in bed worrying about whatever it is, so I'm worrying about my finances, I'm worrying about paying my credit card, then, you know, think about what that is, being in debt. So, you know, you're worrying about being in debt. Well, then use being in debt as the piece of head trash that you're going to insert into the mantras. And literally, this is what I've been doing for the last 3-4 years, is just catching this stuff that appears in my head and then using it within the head trash clearance mantras. And I've been doing that regularly, you know, and I would say there have been weeks where I've not done any, and then there have been some weeks when I've gone through really bad patches and spent, you know, maybe done 5, 6, 7 times I've worked on myself. And I've also had sessions with people where they've given me, you know, sometimes it can be hard to do all of this on your own. So that's why it's really useful to work with a head trash coach, where they can literally help you to unpick it. Because the thing that I found really hard in the early days was unpicking what my head trash was, working out what on earth was going on in my head for me to be able to pull it out and then work on it. And that isn't always easy. And that's what I want to try and help you to do with this show, is to try and unpick what's going on in your head, so that once you've got it all spilled out, you can then sort of insert the bits that you find into our head trash clearance mantras and then clear your head trash, so that you can start quietening the noise that's going on in your mind and allow yourself the ability to think more clearly, to make better decisions, to sleep better, to feel less anxious, and to get closer to feeling inner peace and contentment. Because that isn't just reserved for those that are, you know, that are religious or spiritual or doing all that meditation. We can all have a bit of that as well. Now, the other thing I want to say is, you know, I'm not just using head trash clearance as my only tool for reducing the noise in my mind, but most certainly is the one that makes up the bulk of how I'm doing the practice, or the work on myself, I guess you could call it. And so I also recently I've started doing sort of other mantras, you know, mantras from India. So I've been using that as well. I also have been doing meditation in the past, but I did step away from meditation when I first started using this technique. And I remember my early days of doing meditation, and I would really struggle, which you do when you start, especially when you've got a lot of crap running around your head. You know, I would do mindfulness and breathing meditation at the local Buddhist center, and, you know, I could barely count to 3, let alone to 10, which is where we were being encouraged to get to. That was just a long lot. That was a bit of a dream for me. There's never any hope of me ever getting near a 10. And having done so much head trash clearance using this technique for, let's say, 3 years, I then went back to meditation as I had an opportunity to start going again. And I was amazed at my ability to remain really still in my mind. And when we did the mindfulness of breathing meditation, I almost, my own head trash got my own way, because I got to 25 and thought, whoa, I'm at 25, what's going on? This is weird. I was just so still and clear of thought and focus that I didn't realise, you know, that was something that I never really thought I could get to. So I really do believe that using this technique can really help you with other practices that you'll be doing and adopting. And it certainly works really, really well alongside meditation, and can really turbo power your ability to do some great meditation in your life. So when it comes to starting to calm your mind down, this is a really great tool to begin that journey and to start quietening the chatter in your head. But also, it will also improve your ability to interact with others and not be so prickly about something, because at the end of the day, a lot of the stress that we experience in our lives and a lot of the mental chatter that we get as a result is because of our interactions with other people, and because we can't avoid interacting with others, and we can't avoid interacting with people that might annoy us. However, their ability to annoy us isn't necessarily because they are intrinsically annoying, but it's how we are choosing to respond to their behaviour. And so that's why it's important to work on us first, because if we can change how we respond to the world around us and how people are treating us, then that is the beginning of really starting to address all that mental chatter. Because if we can choose to be neutral about a way that somebody's treating us, whereas before it used to really annoy us and stress us, if now that we're neutral about it, then we won't get all het up, then we won't get all stressed. And when we speak back to them, or when we interact with them back, or liaise with them, or whatever it is that we're doing with them, then that won't come across in our own communication, in our own manners and the way that we're dealing with them. And maybe the situation that was stressful before was actually being created by your own response to that person as opposed to how they are, because maybe other people don't find that person annoying, and maybe it's just you or you and a few others that have similar trigger points to you. So what we're trying to do with this technique as well, or what it's helping you to do, is to sort of iron out all those trigger points, those little prickly bits of you that pick up on those things around you that annoy you and wind you up, and just getting rid of them so that those things no longer wind you up. So a really good place to start when trying to think about calming your mind will be making a list of all that stuff that really, really annoys you. And you might need to get a really big notebook because you've probably got loads of it. But that's brilliant, because that's a really great place to start, and just literally take each of those things in turn and start putting them, you know, articulating them in language that resonates with you. In your own words, don't try and make it sound fancy or professional or official or written well, maybe grammatically correct if you think. It's got to be your words and your language, because that's how your subconscious is labelling it. That's what means a lot to you. And so it's important to make sure that you keep the language that you use in the mantras and keep it your language. So yeah, just write a list of all that stuff that annoys you, and just keep going with it. Just go, 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 go. And then take each one in turn and put it into the mantras and do the opposite and just work through that list. And that will bring you much closer to a calmer mind. I absolutely guarantee it. And that, hand on heart, that is how I've done it. So hopefully that will help you and inspire you to want to really adopt this practice for yourself in your life, and if you can, make it a daily ritual, because if it's a daily ritual for you, then you will get to that place of calmness and clarity and confidence so much sooner. And if you need any help when picking that, then do get in touch with us via the website. And if you have any questions on any aspect of your Hetrath, then we're always happy to help. We do have an advice line as well that you can find more about on the website. So if you have anything that you just need a little bit of help with unpicking it, then we can help you with that as well. So hopefully that has helped you to think about how you can move forward and calm your mind and achieve peace and clarity and a good night's sleep. Then you know, go for it. And I'd love to hear how you get on with using the 5 steps to clearing head trash and using our 10 head trash clearance mantras. And, you know, really would love to hear from you. So that's for today's episode. I hope you found that useful. And if you enjoy the show, then please do leave a review on iTunes. That would be much appreciated. And I look forward to speaking to you or joining with you. No, being with you again next week. Bye. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on the Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review here on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to headtrash.com to get your copy of our free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. Now stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more tips and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time, bye for now.